This is Tailgate Till May, part of the Believe Podcast Network. If you love college sports and you like to have a little action on the games, then this is the place for you, because I'm your host, Stephen Gorgie, and I love both of those things, too. There's a lot going on in the world of college sports right now. We have the NBA draft withdrawal deadline looming. We have the Women's College World Series set. We have an NCAA baseball bracket set, and that tournament starting on Friday. We have the SEC spring meetings going on right now. But on this show, there's just one topic that I want to discuss, and that's the passing of Bill Walton. Walton died yesterday, May 27th, at the age of 71, and I was thinking about how I was going to describe Bill Walton, and I thought I could call him a UCLA legend. I thought, no, better yet, a basketball legend, because he's accomplished everything that there is to accomplish in the game of basketball. I mean, you can make a case that he is the most accomplished or one of the most accomplished college basketball players of all time, or just basketball players of all time. He won multiple national championships at UCLA. He was the Final Four Most Outstanding Player twice. He won NBA Finals MVP. He won multiple NBA championships. He did it all on the basketball court. But there was so much more to Bill Walton than just the player that he was on the basketball court. And I think for a lot of people who are around my age and they're mid-30s, even older, even in their 40s, they think about Bill Walton as Bill Walton, the broadcaster. And Bill Walton, you could say he was a UCLA legend. You could say he was a basketball legend. You could say he was a broadcasting legend. You could say he is just an all-time legendary character in this country's history, in the history of this world, in entertainment. Bill Walton is just maybe best described as a legendary character, because I think for myself and for many, we think about his time as a broadcaster, and he was famous for doing those late night Pac-12 games. Nobody loved the Pac-12 more than Bill Walton. You never knew when you watched one of those games what you were going to hear him talk about, what you were going to hear him say, how he was going to describe somebody. You were just as likely to hear him talk about California Redwoods or the Grateful Dead as you were to hear him talk about the sets that Stanford was running against USC that night, or what kind of defense UCLA was playing, or where somebody might get drafted in the next year's NBA draft. And that was part of what made Bill Walton so wonderful to listen to, is that he was so unique and different from the other color analysts that we've grown accustomed to over the years. But it was never in a fake way. You never listened to Bill Walton and thought, this is fake or this is an act. He was genuine. He was genuinely Bill Walton, and that's what made it so charming and so interesting and such a delight to listen to, because you could tell that everything Bill Walton was saying, he believed, he meant, and it was from the heart. And that's not to say Bill Walton didn't know basketball, because he did. Bill Walton knew basketball and loved basketball. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to say about Bill Walton today, and you know what he meant to me and basketball fans everywhere, what I really kept coming back to was just the enthusiasm that Bill Walton had for everything that he did, whether it was playing basketball, watching basketball, calling a basketball game, being outdoors, listening to music. No matter what Bill Walton was doing, he was enthusiastic about it. And I think there are so many people in this industry, in sports media, that end up getting jaded And it can be easy to get jaded and become cynical. And I don't exclude myself from that. How many times have I sat here on this show and I've talked about the future of college sports with realignment and what we're missing and what we're losing, and how it makes me sad that we're losing these rivalries and these traditions. And it's easy to kind of get cynical and focus on what is wrong. And don't get me wrong, Bill Walton would talk about what he thought was wrong. He was heartbroken by what was happening to the Pac-12. And he also spoke out on much more serious, important issues that were going on in the world as well. But Bill Walton would also be enthusiastic about what was happening in the moment. And I think that was such a breath of fresh air to really have somebody with that sort of excitement, that sort of enthusiasm for not just the sport, but for everything he was doing. It really reminds you why we watch sports, why we love sports, why you fall in love with them as a child for most people. It's that enthusiasm, that excitement around it. And Bill Walton kind of just encapsulated that in everything that he did in his life. And when I think about Bill Walton, I think there are really two things that I can take away from the life that he lived, at least what I was exposed to, which is very simply his time calling basketball games. Obviously a small part of it, of his life, but you felt like you knew him so well just from watching him on those broadcasts. And the first thing I would take away is that he was so genuine that what he did worked so well. That's why it worked so well. And you can't just force yourself to be Bill Walton, right? You can't force yourself to be Bill Walton, but you can embrace who you are and what makes you special. Because Bill Walton, I remember reading one time how basically Bill Walton was not very confident in himself at one point in his life. He had a stutter. He was 7 feet tall. He didn't like the way that he looked, and he was not so confident in himself. And he did later in his life, I think in his late 20s, of course, he worked on that stutter, and he ultimately went on to become a great broadcaster. And he was true to himself, and he was unique, and he never deviated from what made him unique. He never went out and tried to be every other color analyst out there. He never tried to be every other color commentator, every other basketball analyst, because he was Bill Walton. And ultimately, being true to who he was made him enjoyable to listen to, made him really appointment TV, late night TV for a time being when he was calling these Pac-12 games. And I think that's just something I'll always think about when I think about Bill Walton, is that this is a guy who you would think had it all. He was an NBA player. He had accomplished everything you could accomplish on a basketball court, but he had this stutter and he overcame that. And he wasn't confident. He wasn't necessarily confident in who he was, despite being this all-time great basketball player. He was able to overcome this stutter, and he stayed true to who he was, despite being maybe self-conscious about the way that he looked or the way that he talked. And it was something that ultimately everybody loved about him, because he wasn't fake. It was genuine, and that excitement was genuine. And that's the first thing I'll always think about and always take away from the life of Bill Walton. The second thing is that enthusiasm. And again, it works so well for Walton because he wasn't faking it. He was genuinely that enthusiastic about calling basketball games, about the sport of basketball, about teaching people, about music, about nature, about whatever it was he was talking about. He was genuinely that enthusiastic about it. And that's something that just resonates for me so much because throughout my professional career, I have always been searching for what it is that would make me excited and just make me pumped to get up in the morning and go and do it. And ultimately, I decided that was being involved in sports media and working in sports media on a day-to-day basis and covering college sports. And so that really speaks to me, his excitement level about what he was doing. And you can't, again, you can't fake it, but a lesson that I will always take from Bill Walton's life is the fact that he was able to find something he was passionate about. For him, it was many, many things. And he attacked it with unmatched enthusiasm. Whatever he was doing, he was enthusiastic about, and you could tell. And it was infectious. And it was fun to listen to, and it was fun to watch. And that's the way I will always remember Bill Walton. I wasn't old enough to watch him in his glory days at UCLA or in the NBA with the Trailblazers, but I fortunately did get to listen to him call basketball games many, many, many nights. And he was truly one of a kind. He was truly a unique voice in the sport. For never having met somebody in person, it's amazing how much you can feel like you know you knew him without ever having met him, just from listening to him call basketball games. Ultimately, it's the genuine enthusiasm for everything he did in his life that I will always think about when I think about Bill Walton. That's the show for today. I'll be back later this week to preview the NCAA baseball tournament and react to some of these big stay or go decisions when it comes to underclassmen deciding whether they're going to stay in the NBA draft or return to college. Until next time, keep the grill hot and the cooler cold.